Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We were talking earlier about this police officer in Lafayette who got dragged by a car. He is in critical condition. He's in a hospital there. There's a GoFundMe. We promoted it earlier. So please support that. We appreciate it. And we were talking a little bit about why it takes bureaucracy so long. Why does it take the government so long to help out these police officers? Or why does it take the military so long to help out disabled military veterans?
Good question.
And, you know, most people would hear us talk about that. Most politicians would not care to even answer the question.
Well, no, they would steer away from any such conversation.
But friend of the show, I like this guy. I think he's a cool guy. Josh Guillory is the mayor president of Lafayette, Louisiana. Apparently him and his people heard us talking about this, and he called the show. Josh, thanks for giving us some time this morning, brother.
Man, always. Look, we love you guys. We listen to you all the time. And you got a lot of fans here in the fun capital of the world, Lafayette, Louisiana.
I did not know it was fun capital.
Well, they got the best food. You know, that they have that going for them, for sure. Josh, what's the news this morning, man? Your ears perked up for a reason. What did you want to tell us?
Yeah, we just want to clarify a few things. I know you had Charles on earlier from our police union. He's doing a great job on behalf of our fallen warrior. Hey, look, the city has our warriors back. The city has the police department's back. Lafayette always embraces the blue, always embraces the red. We take care of our firefighters. We take care of our police officers. This family, look, I was visiting Brian last night at the hospital. You know, this isn't the first time, unfortunately, that you know, since I've been in office, that we've had injured police officer, injured firefighter. And, look, it's always been my intention, and it always will be my intention, that these families do not come out of pocket. Now, they started the GoFundMe account. I think the police union is being very proactive. I'm proud of them for it. Proud of all of our officers. You know, Jamie and I, my wife, we donated to it. And, you know, and I hope it does help out the family. But as far as out of pocket, hell no. Hell hath no fury. We will kick some doors in and burn some buildings down before I let one of these officers or their families go without.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, Josh, and we appreciate you saying that, and I believe you. I mean, I think you're telling the truth. It certainly seems that way. But, you know, isn't this really just a symptom of a much bigger problem? Because like we were explaining on the air earlier, we have this problem in Houston. We have this problem in Atlanta. We have this problem in New York City where a police officer gets injured and, you know, what's the family to do? There's that window of time there. And, you know, it's the same with anything. A widow loses her husband and it takes a while for the life insurance to come through and stuff like that. It feels like in a country right now where we're drastically, city after city, having issues with police officer recruitment. Knowing that things like this happen, knowing that cops get injured in the line of duty, and there is that obstacle for their family just to figure out how to get the bills paid on a national level, you know, Lafayette, not even looking at Lafayette, what are we to do about that as a society?
No, you're hitting it head on. Look, we've got to get our priorities in order. You know, too many times we see politicians, my colleagues in politics and policy across our country and across our state even, that worry about giving resources to people that are breaking the law, and they turn their back on people that are trying to defend the law.
Yep.
You know, these laws were put in place in a legislative process, elected, duly elected by the people, signed into law by executive branches across our country, me included, and we have a duty to enforce the law. But you got that duty extends to the family. That duty extends to the loved ones of that officer. When they go down, man, that's when we got to raise them up. And it should be without hesitation. And, you know, we can only speak for Lafayette, but I know there's great municipalities across the country that believe what you and I are talking about right now. But, you know, hope is not lost. That American spirit's still there. We just got to get our politicians, quite frankly, to get our priorities in order.
All right, here's another important question I've been wondering for years. Why is it that Lafayette, Louisiana is so much better than Lafayette, Indiana? You ever been there? There's like nothing to do there at all, you know?
Well, I've never been to Lafayette, Indiana, but I love their city's name.
That's the best thing they got going for, right?
They got that. They got that. They got the Indiana Beach. There ain't much to do there.
Ooh.
Josh Guillory, anything else going on in Lafayette today or South Louisiana you think people need to know about?
Hey, look, just having fun. Having fun, enjoying life, enjoying the people.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.